This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Landslide in Jadavpur kills 3 people. 2 others still missing. Heavy rainfall disrupts road connectivity across several regions of the country. Travelers urged to exercise caution as risk of landslides and flooding remains high amid continued rainfall. Health Insurance Board launches online system to enroll in National Health Insurance Program and renew policy. And powerful earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 47 people as rescue teams search for survivors. Now the news in detail. 3 people have died and 2 others remain missing, after a landslide triggered by incessant rainfall in Risang of Bhiri Municipality 2 in Chandrakot. 52-year-old Kedar Kargi of Saldhara in Bhiri Municipality 2, who was injured in the landslide, died while undergoing treatment at medical college in Kolhapur, according to Sailendra Thapa, joint spokesperson for the Armed Police Force Nepal. The bodies of 2 of the 4 people initially reported missing, 54-year-old Uma Singh Khatri and 83-year-old Rati Khatri, both from the same locality, have been recovered. The whereabouts of 70-year-old Bhumi Bahadur Kharki of Chisapani and 14-year-old Harish Biko of Gairi Gaon remain unknown. Ram Bahadur Sai and Bhadrakala Kharki are in critical condition and have been referred to Nepalgunj and Surkhet for further treatment. A joint team of the Nepali Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police, led by Armed Police Inspector Kamal Kharki, has been mobilized to search for the missing persons. The landslide has also damaged 8 houses in the area. Meanwhile, intense rainfall has caused widespread road blockages and disrupted transportation in several parts of the country. According to police, traffic disruptions have been reported in Kabri Palanchuk, Ilam, Sindhupalchuk, Raswa, Rukum West, Songhua Sabha, Lomjung, Mustang, Rolpa and Chitwan. Several major highways have also been affected. The major highway in Ilam has been completely blocked by mud, while landslides have obstructed the Oraniko Highway in Sindhupalchuk and the Thrissuli-Mailung-Saprabesi Road in Roswa. Similarly, landslides have blocked the Jandarkot-Dolpa Road in Rukum West and the Besisar-Manang Road in Lomjung, the Beni-Jomsom Road in Mustang and the Prithivi Highway at Ichakamana Rural Municipality 5 in Chitwan have also been completely blocked by landslides. Police have urged travelers to stay updated on road conditions and exercise caution as the risk of landslides and flooding remains high amid continued rainfall. Likewise, the Meteorological Forecasting Division says the monsoon has remained active across the country, with significant rainfall expected in several regions. A low-pressure system is currently influencing weather patterns, resulting in generally cloudy conditions and moderate rainfall in parts of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely in some areas of Gandaki province, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. Moderate rain is also expected in the hilly and Himalayan regions of several provinces, including Koshi and Sudupashchim. Similarly, moderate rainfall is forecast in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudupashchim, while heavy rain is possible in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has warned that heavy rainfall could increase the risk of landslides, floods and soil erosion, particularly in Sudupashchim province. Authorities have urged people to remain alert, take necessary precautions and follow official weather updates to minimize the risk of rain-related disasters. The Health Insurance Board has introduced an online system allowing people to enroll in the National Health Insurance Program, renew their policies and update personal information, including KYC details. According to Board spokesperson Dr. Pawan Kumar Shah, the service was launched last Friday under the Electronic Enrollment and Policy Renewal Procedure. It enables individuals to complete the enrollment and renewal process online themselves without the assistance of an enrollment facilitator. The new system also allows families to enroll in the health insurance program and renew their policies digitally. Payments can likewise be made through online platforms, making the process more convenient and accessible for beneficiaries. Under the program, a family of up to 5 members can receive health services worth 100,000 rupees upon payment of an annual contribution of 3,500 rupees. Furthermore, an additional 700 rupees is charged for an additional member from the family, with health services worth an additional 20,000 rupees provided each member. Indian Army Chief General Dhiraj Sreth, pardon me, please listen it again. Indian Army Chief General Dhiraj Sheth is arriving in Kathmandu this afternoon for a 4-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of Chief of Army Staff General Ashok Raj Sigdal. Indian Army Chief Sheth is scheduled to receive the honorary rank of General of the Nepali Army. President Ramchandra Pawal will confer the honorary rank on General Sheth during a special ceremony at Sital Nivas tomorrow. General Sheth assumed command of the Indian Army on the 30th of June this year. During his stay, General Sheth will hold bilateral talks with Chief of Army Staff General Ashok Raj Sigdal on matters of mutual military cooperation. The conferral of the honorary rank continues a tradition established in 1950, under which Nepal and India confer the honorary rank of General on each other's army chiefs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Rescue teams in Indonesia are searching for survivors after a powerful earthquake struck the island of Flores on Saturday, killing at least 47 people. The magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck shortly before 5 a.m. local time at a depth of 15 kilometers, according to Indonesia's meteorology, climatology and geophysical agency. The BBC cited the National Disaster Management Agency as saying preliminary assessments showed that more than 900 homes and hundreds of other buildings had been severely damaged. The earthquake was followed by 341 aftershocks. The full extent of the damage remains unclear as rescue and assessment operations continue. More than 5,000 people remain in evacuation shelters, while around 10,508 packages have been dispatched to affected areas. Meanwhile, Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal has expressed deep grief over the loss of lives and property caused by the powerful earthquake in Indonesia. In a post on social media platform X, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal said, "Nepal understands the pain and suffering caused by natural disasters. Having itself experienced devastating earthquakes and other calamities, he expressed Nepal's solidarity and sympathy with the government and people of Indonesia during this difficult time." South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has proposed talks with North Korea on formally ending the Korean War, which technically remains unresolved more than 7 decades after an armistice was signed. According to the BBC, President Lee had suggested establishing a multi-layered security system to prevent tensions and clashes along the demilitarized zone, the de facto border between the two Koreas. He has also offered to discuss practical measures to address North Korea's nuclear ambition. President Lee, who took office last year, had sought to improve relations with North Korea and its ally China. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslide in Chandrakoot kills 3 people. 2 others still missing. Heavy rainfall disrupts road connectivity across several regions of the country. Travelers urged to exercise caution as risk of landslides and flooding remains high amid continued rainfall. Health Insurance Board launches online system to enroll in National Health Insurance Program and renew policies. And powerful earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 47 people as rescue teams search for survivors. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.